Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
See, on that one, they said both of our last names. I don't know. Andy has me thinking now because I don't even pay close attention anymore. He's like, how come it says Joe O there and Panionovich on that one? Anyways, Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. We'll take a look at this weekend's college football card, NFL injuries to watch out for later on this hour, 11 a.m. Eastern. 10 toes down. Every Thursday, we take stances, all 10 of them. Gertz shows us some ugly feet. He wants to show us more. We say, no more feet, Gertz. I don't care what you found on Feet Finder. We can't be dealing with any more of that. Let's go to college football, Sam. You teased earlier. You're like, you know what? I put my 10 toes down. I woke up this morning, and you decided what?
Alabama's winning. They're going to beat Georgia. I don't need the points. I'm going money line. Although I will definitely lightning bet Bama +3 as well. If you look at how DeBoer has fared, even going back to Washington and even before them, they always sort of play to the competition. Remember the year that Oregon was an 8-point favorite and then a 10-point favorite and Washington won both? Like, they were very good in those roles as dogs. And then Washington would play like Oregon State, be a 12-point favorite, and then go down to the wire, right? Like, I don't know what it is about that guy. Like, when they're supposed to win and win handily, they struggle. And then when they're dogs, they're great. They're great. But go to Florida State. Oh, Bama's a 13.5-point favorite. Oh, they're going to lose. And then you start disrespecting Bama, and now you say, oh, they're 3 points worse than Georgia. It just speaks a lot. Uh-oh. You see behind me?
Oh, no. Do I see behind you? Come on.
We're talking about how much pressure there's on Penn State this weekend.
We were talking about how Bama's going to beat Georgia.
I disagree, though. But we can disagree on our podcast later.
With the sweater?
So Oregon has a hockey team. It's like a club team. I bought all the sweaters. And I wear them on Oregon days. Big Oregon days. They're like oversized. They're nice, man. Like comfortable, like a little loose. I love it. I got green, yellow, black. It's awesome.
How much gear do you have? Because they have everything you could ever think of. I don't know that I'd be able to stop if I was an Oregon guy.
I have stuff that they've given me, obviously, and I just buy stuff too. It's a lot of green in my closet. It's a lot. And then I get stuff like sent to me. So it's like there's companies that license Oregon products, like the Oregon O's and stuff, and I get some of their stuff. So it's a lot. My son probably has like 7 Oregon sweatshirts. That's all he wears every single day.
Jeff Schwartz joining us on BetSweats. I've never felt so small in my entire life. Like, he could just snap my neck right now at any point.
Sammy's rude. We went to eat last night at a Penn State bar. That's how rude Sammy.
Of course. I did bring him there.
He was good, though.
He's been handed out all week.
Honestly, what do you think? Yeah.
I've thought for weeks, and you know this on text threads, that I think that it's a very tough situation for Oregon with the environment and with the youth of the group. There's only eight players, honestly, that played a significant amount of, in the Big Ten Championship game and the Rose Bowl. They're playing in this game. Like, it's a younger team experience-wise. But then I look at, like, Penn State, man. I watched Drew Aller on film. If we can just stop the run at all, just a little bit of stopping the run and put that game in his hands, I like the situation we'd be in. I'm not concerned about our offense. I do think we might start slow. Again, the environment, haven't done it before, but Drew Aller is missing on easy throws, man. Like, stuff he's got. If we can just get him to do that in this game, I feel pretty good about where we'll be. But look, we lost by the three, by the point spread. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I think we just have to weather the early storm, whatever Penn State's going to throw at us. That's my official prediction.
Run, what about
we can stop the run?
I keep
we
have thinking to. About that Northwestern game, man.
What about come see, on. People have we were up 34-0. Northwestern had a 75-yard touchdown run. I had to look at our roster to see who was playing. I didn't know the numbers on defense.
Yeah.
I threes think and fours. Yeah, so I think we're better than last year, I think, up front. We'll see. I mean, that's why we play the games. I think we'll be better.
Well, good hopefully. Luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good show, everybody.
Nice sweater.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
It looks great.
I'm impressed. You know what impressed me the most? No hesitation, no concern about bringing your earwax into his body. Like, he just took that earbud. He don't care. He's all
that's
good.
My role dog.
You guys are
we
tight.
Go out.
Yeah.
And he doesn't drink. He didn't drink anymore. He's like, I drank everything in college. So he doesn't drink. He's my roll dog, though. We roll out, and everybody's like, oh, that's a big guy. I'm like, yeah, you should see his brother.
Yeah. Nobody met. You can be as loud as you want at the bar. You're good.
Yeah. Nobody's saying a thing.
Nope. I mean, that's probably the key right there. How's that Ducks defense going to do against the run? That's probably where we're at. Okay, we're still at 3.5. You think it's getting to 3 by Saturday?
I don't know. I did talk with a couple guys yesterday who just keep waiting for that push on Oregon, but there's a steady appetite to lay Penn State at 3.5. You have more public tickets on Oregon, undoubtedly, because you hear the same things. Oregon's better. Franklin doesn't win big games. Those are the narratives. So that's going to be the public side. Doesn't mean it can't win, but we're going to do the room tomorrow for college sides. They've been horrible. Started, 2-18 or something like that?
Yeah.
The room's going to bet Oregon.
Yep.
Going to bet Oregon.
2-18, and then last week, 2-2-1. It was their best week by far, and they lost on the juice.
Nobody wants to lay Penn State, but Penn State is still hanging -3.5. Like, that push... That push to 3 hasn't really happened. And if you remember, either Tuesday or Wednesday, Superbook went to 3. Went to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it got pushed right back to 3.5. So there's clearly some sharp support on Penn State to not only get it off the 3 to 3.5, but to keep it at 3.5.
Yep. No doubt about that. All right, so Penn State, Oregon, Bama, Georgia, both under the lights. Those are going to garner a lot of attention, a lot of bets. Sam is on Bama. Are you – final stance, like right now on Thursday morning, is you're waiting for a 3 on Penn State, and then you'll bet Penn State? Like, you're certainly more earlier in the week, I would say that you felt more sold on Penn State than Bama. Now it feels a little reversed.
Yeah, I feel better about Bama as we've gotten deeper into the week, and I have to do picks on Bear Bets, and they're like, what are the bets? I have like 2 hours to get my bets in. I don't think I'm going to put Penn State on there. If we get to a 3 tomorrow for our show, I'll do it. If we get to a 3 by the end of this show, I'll do it. But I don't know that we're going to get there. I hate to be so bullish and stubborn about laying 3, but to me, 3 is important. It just is. But it's Penn State or pass. Let me reiterate. I'm not flipping to the Oregon side. And then we get to Saturday, and I'll watch everybody on College Game Day or Big Noon Kickoff take Oregon, and then I'll fire on Penn State. That's how it'll go.
Yep. Okay, that makes sense to me. Let's talk about Notre Dame, Arkansas. This number's come down. Monday, when we're doing Monday morning market moves over the college football games, this was 6. Notre Dame laying 6 on the road. Now it's at 4.5. I am with that move. I understand why they are betting Arkansas as a home dog. Makes perfect sense to me. Everyone's talking about the Notre Dame secondary. It's a problem. You know, even Purdue got into the 20s on them this weekend. EPA per dropback, 93rd in the country is this Notre Dame defense. It doesn't matter who your quarterback is. Well, on the other side, they got a decent one with Taylen Green, too. He's got 12 passing touchdowns, couple rushing touchdowns on the year already. And you look at what Arkansas has done. They're coming off back-to-back losses, one-score losses on the road. A couple weeks ago, it was a one-score game. They lose by a touchdown at Ole Miss. You know, that's a pretty good loss. And then last week, they lose by a point at Memphis. I think they're going to be just fine. They're going to hang in this game. They might win outright. I agree with the move. Of course, I wish it was still six. I don't know that we'll get there. I'm going to hold out and see if we can get there because I don't think it's going to continue to drop. But I like Arkansas in this spot. The total sky high as it should be, 64.5.
Still at 4.5 at most places. We do see some four. They're betting against Notre Dame for sure. And those are sharp guys that took that six off the board on Tuesday. I went to the gym Tuesday. I don't know if I told you the story. I was on the phone. Mm-hmm. My buddy goes, I really like Arkansas. I'm like, yeah, like I could see it. It makes sense. I went to the gym for an hour. I came back home. Like I try and shut down for an hour a week, 90 minutes a week on Tuesday. And I get home and it's 4.5. I'm like, oh my God. I left the house for 1 hour, Joe. And miss the 6 and the 5.5 and the 5. That's what I get for going to the gym.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I saw that your favorite website, On3, yesterday, they were talking about the Ole Miss quarterback situation. Well, first off, you've got Lane Kiffin. You see this when he was on McAfee?
No.
So he's on with McAfee, and McAfee's like, hey, I see that Austin Simmons ain't playing. He's like, oh, that's news to me. It's like, what? I guess the official word now is unlikely to play. That's what Odds Logic ran with, but I don't know which report they were going off of about Simmons unlikely to play. I saw On3 say that Chambliss is garnering Heisman attention. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, we've done multiple Heisman segments this week and we haven't talked about him at all. He's still sitting at 50-1. But anyways, it is Ole Miss laying 1.5, total 54 in the hook against LSU. You know, it's funny. A lot of people are like, man, this LSU team, they're tested early. Have they been? Does that win at Clemson look good now? Like, oh, you probably should have beat them by more. When you look at the state of the Clemson Tigers right now, they beat Florida by 10. That was the Brian Kelly game when he was all mad after the press conference. When he was being asked negative questions, he freaked out on the reporter. They win there, but again, they only put up 20 points. You know, with a true Heisman contender at quarterback, I think a lot of people are expecting more out of this LSU offense, which we're not seeing at this point. But it's close to a pick 'em here. LSU Ole Miss.
Did you see earlier in the week that this was the big reveal that Lane Kiffin's daughter is dating one of LSU's star defensive players? And they did the big reveal this week. And
no.
Lane, you didn't see this? Oh.
No, I missed it.
They waited until Ole Miss LSU week to announce it. His daughter's name is Landry, I believe. Landry Kiffin. So she makes a post with her boyfriend, who's one of the best players at LSU. They waited to announce it this week. And then Lane commented on it. I don't know. You know, Lane's very out there, and you never know what he's talking about, and you can't really take anything he says seriously. He commented on the post and wrote, "Take the over." And everybody was like,
"Lane's awesome."
Well, I mean, as he said, I mean, the obvious inclination is they're going to just run it up. Like, that's what he wants to do. He wants to run it up. But then somebody had said, is he saying take the over on the relationship? Is he saying whatever? Like, nobody knows. And
is he saying it's over? Is he saying it's over?
I don't know. I think what he was getting at was, we are going to run it up on my daughter's boyfriend's team. I think that's what he was saying.
Knowing him, probably.
That's funny.
Don't know.
Oh, man.
Don't know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. The next person that likes LSU will be the first one. Everybody likes Ole Miss in this game. Everybody.
Yeah. I do, too. That's my concern. If the room's on Ole Miss, I'm going to be a bit concerned here. But, yeah, I get it. I understand why there's a lot of Ole Miss love. But, yeah, we'll see if the number moves, where the room is at as well. Are you going to be betting on your team? You got a big weekend coming up, officiating a wedding. Like, are you going to add the stress of Illinois LSU to the docket?
No. No,
USC,
no
Illinois. Sorry.
No. I knew what you meant. No. I'm good.
Yeah. Still 6.5. I thought we were going to go to 7 across the board with the stuff that's come out with the Illinois secondary and what happened last week. But still 6.5. It's tough. Like, you look at this season, and yeah, USC is the much better team, but it's also the first test for the Trojans. So they have a run of a few games here where they're going to be tested for real. And I think a lot of people are interested in how Illinois bounces back. It's going to be viewed as really good or really bad. It could be really bad again.
I don't know what's up in the secondary. They got multiple issues injury-wise. Miles Scott's going to miss a half after the targeting. Defensively, they have a lot of issues, and here comes USC's freight train. I'm nervous there. There is a Big Ten dog that I will take, though, and we'll talk maybe more about this tomorrow. Washington, +8.5 against Ohio State. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll get more into that coming up. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweat. A lot of NFL news, a lot of NFL injuries to keep a close eye on. We know Thursday's a big day. We'll get word on a lot of that. We'll tell you which names to watch out for. 10 toes down, top of the hour. Bet Sweat, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.